I believe we must join a president who will challenge the media to return to objective journalism. And together, I believe we must all embrace our First Amendment rights and not hide in fear of the media or from the tech companies or from the outraged mob either. This is worth fighting for. This is worth voting for. And this is what Donald Trump stands for. Thank you all for listening to me tonight. And one more thing. Let's make America great again.
I'm Dr. Robert Mather, and I am the conservative social psychologist, and this is my podcast. You just got done listening to Nicholas Sandman's part of his speech from the RNC on Tuesday night, where he called out the cancel culture of the media mob. It was very compelling and very impressive for an 18-year-old to give a talk like that at the RNC. We just concluded day three of the RNC. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem gave a good talk. Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw, as always, gave an excellent talk on patriotism. Kayleigh McEnany, press secretary for President Trump, discussed her double mastectomy and President Trump's compassion for women that he works with. Former football coach Lou Holtz gave a rousing pep talk, as he always does. One of the highlights of the evening was North Carolina congressional candidate Madison Cawthorn, who stood up from his wheelchair in support of the president. Jack Brewer, a former football player, discussed growing up black and also his father fighting off a KKK group when he was a child. New York Congressman Elise Stefanik gave a good talk. Former Director of Intelligence Richard Grenell discussed foreign policy and Trump's bringing troops home from many different places. Lara Trump discussed kind of what it's like to be in the family with President Trump, as well as his many advances for women in his businesses and also under his administration, many of the women firsts in different positions across the administration. And then Mike Pence gave his acceptance speech where he accepted the nomination for vice president. And the main theme of his speech was a Democratic emphasis on control and a Republican interest. Republican emphasis on freedom. So anyway, that's what we've got from the Republican National Convention, day three. Tomorrow we will have the president's speech where he accepts his nomination. So thank you very much. And you can listen to more of my podcasts and read more of my articles at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Thank you.